Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I just realized that I've been sitting here announcing the whole opening of this show, and my mic was on mute. Isn't that embarrassing? Anyway, hi, this is Annette, and we are live here today on the 8th day of July 2015 with Attitude of Gratitude and the award-winning artist David Martinka, whose music is available at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, brought our show in and will take our show out with his great music. So be sure that you get his music, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Repeating that one more time, because I can. And I have the freedom to totally enjoy the fact that I actually didn't quite connect the way I usually do on a show. See, even when things don't go your own way, you can still have an attitude of gratitude about it. First of all, the freedom of an attitude of gratitude will give you the ability to enjoy your life more. Seriously. Attitude of gratitude is something that allows us to be able to kind of bring it all together. And this, the beginning of the show, the first, you know, minute or so of the show is a perfect example. Because I'm sitting here feeling so wonderful because I've got this great feeling of gratitude. And I'm just jabbering away, and my head just kind of turns, and I look down, and I notice my phone says, mute, and I went, oh my gosh, my phone was on mute. How? Who cares? Hit the button, start talking again. Because I had that feeling, that gratitude going on inside of me already, I was free to just get right back into it, and I didn't need to beat myself up. I didn't need to feel incredibly goofy. I mean, yeah, there was a time I would have, seriously, because I didn't understand about the attitude of gratitude and the power of it and the freedom that it gives you. And people think, well, gee, you know, Annette, how can I be grateful when things go wrong? There was a perfect example. Now, granted, that wasn't the end of the world. That wasn't a life or death situation, let's say in a hospital or in a workplace. It wasn't like somebody lost their job. I just didn't let you hear my voice for the first minute of the show. However, if you are emotionally attached to that situation, no matter what it is. What about if you're standing at the grocery store? You ever been here? Standing at the grocery store, they give you the total, you hand them your debit card, your EBT card, you look in your pockets, you do whatever, and you realize you don't have enough money. And they you know, they put that in different movies. I remember in the movie Terms of Endearment, Deborah Winger is standing at the grocery store with her children, and she doesn't have enough money to pay for whatever, so she's trying to figure out how to take back certain things. And I mean, she's got pretty much essentials on that conveyor belt. And a stranger, I mean, obviously this is a movie, so okay, we're going to give it that, but still, I have heard these scenarios coming together. Stranger from behind her says, no, that's okay, I'll make up the difference. Here's a 20, that'll cover her, she's great. If you allow yourself to be grateful for that moment, instead of feeling chagrined or shamed or like, oh my gosh, whatever, then you give yourself the freedom to enjoy the blessing, the gift, the opportunity that somebody else had to be a hero, the opportunity you had to give that person to be a hero, and most of all, you got your groceries and you're walking out the door. Most people don't go to the grocery store knowing they don't have enough money and hoping and praying that a stranger behind them is going to pick up the slack. If you do, well, then I guess you do. But I don't think most people do. I think it's a circumstance, it's something that happens, and you're thinking, oh, yuck, this didn't mean to happen. But if you've been cultivating an attitude of gratitude all along, being grateful for even the simplest things, the simplest things, then you know what's really amazing is when you hit a bump in the road, so to speak, you have that moment where life just isn't going exactly the way you thought it should, then you can actually chillax and get into it and allow it to become more powerful. It's kind of like that big snowball rolling down the hill, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then boom, it's not a snowball anymore. It's a great big old huge mountain of snow. But the beautiful thing about the attitude of gratitude is it is something that we feel. Like, I can tell people all the time, I've got an attitude of gratitude. And I don't mean the show. I mean inside of me. But the real test, and I almost didn't want to use that word, but it was the word that came flying out of my mouth. The real opportunity to see that in action is when you can be grateful for things in your life when other things in your life are maybe not necessarily going so well. And that's just sort of like something that none of us really want to think about. We don't want to think about things in our life not going well. We don't want to think about people in our lives that let us down, or not having enough money at the grocery store, or fill in the blank, you know, so-and-so's in town to visit, I can't get there, haven't seen them in 15 years, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm just trying to think of a bunch of different scenarios, some of which can be very trying. But when you've got the gratitude inside of you for the fact that you have skin, the fact that you have nails on the end of your digits, your fingers, your toes, the fact that your eyes can see, the fact that your ears can hear what I'm saying. I mean, these are things to be grateful for that don't require the input of somebody outside of you, because you're grateful for something that is inherently yours. Now, somebody else can be grateful for your hair and your eyes and your nails and your toes and your fingers, and that's kind of nice. But the person to whom the gratitude opportunity belongs is you. And there's a freedom in feeling that, and you are free to feel that. Nobody can tell you, well, they can tell you, but I mean, it makes no sense to tell you that you're wrong to be grateful for the things that are your blessings or your rights. To be grateful for the fact that your ears can hear what I'm saying right now. If that's the only thing you can be grateful for right now, then let's give that some power. Let's take and focus on your ears right now. I am so grateful you have ears. I am so grateful you have ears that can hear what I'm saying. I am so grateful that you have ears that can hear what I'm saying, and you are thinking to yourself, I'm grateful I have ears that can hear what she's saying too. That's a lot of gratitude that just went around. And if you're listening in a foreign country, because this show is done via the internet, so anywhere you've got a computer, you can hear the show. If you're listening two blocks away from me, which could very well be the case, or anywhere in between, there's a stream of gratitude that just went out. There's a stream of gratitude that you just stepped into, that you just caught a fish in, that you just saw a loon fly over. There's a stream of gratitude that there's a frog sitting in it, just poked its little head up and said, how you doing? That stream of gratitude will reach so many people, it's unbelievable. And they might not even know they've been reached. They might not even know they've been reached. They might not even feel it right away. And then at some point, when there's some sort of wonky left turn that they weren't expecting, they're going to be faced with a choice. I can either get mired in a situation I have no control over, or I can play the one string I know I have control over, and that is my decision to choose to free myself from this situation, to extricate myself from the melee, by developing or calling upon or using or feeling my attitude of gratitude. It is a freedom that cannot be taken away. You know, I live in the United States of America, and as I said, this show is live on the 8th day of July, 2015. So very recently, like 4 days ago, we had us a great big old party here in the U.S., a big old party. And we were celebrating, it was 239 years, I think, you know, of freedom. Trying to remember, I really don't. Hopefully I got that time frame exactly right. But fireworks and barbecues and family get-togethers celebrating our freedom of existence here in this country, on this continent. And it's not just about that freedom. that we celebrate so gratefully and graciously. But did you ever think about it? We're celebrating the 4th of July because we're grateful. We're celebrating the 4th of July because we feel that attitude of gratitude. So we have this great big old shebang, and it happened to be an actual weekend, a Saturday, which gives everybody just tremendous freedom. If you work Monday through Friday, you don't have to worry about taking the day off because you got the day off. If you're partying real hardy, you don't have to worry usually about the next day because it's Sunday, and for a lot of people, they have the day off, so they can rest and relax from that. So there's a lot of freedom involved in the Day of Freedom here in the United States of 2015. However, the whole point, the whole thought process is we don't celebrate that day just because it's July 4th. The actual day is called Independence Day, and independence is all about freedom. If I'm not tied to such and such and such, then I'm free. And think of the word independence. It talks about going inside. And if you want to find something to depend on, if you want to find something to own, something to truly propel you, free you, give you wings, let you move, then depend on that feeling inside of you of gratitude. Because honest and truly, it is your ability to choose, your attitude, that is the one freedom that every single person in this world has, regardless of the country you live in, regardless of your station of birth, regardless of race, creed, color, and we could go da-da-da-da-da down that line if you want. But your ability to choose your attitude is the greatest freedom you will ever, ever, ever experience. And by exercising that freedom and by allowing yourself to really own it, I promise you, my ubiquitous line here, I'll sign it and date it, you can put it in the vault. I promise you, by exercising that freedom, you will improve the quality of your life so much so that each and every time you come into a little rumple in the stilt skin there, a little dog leg in the road, that freedom that you have to exercise your attitude choice will see you through it. It will get you on the other side of it. And that little spark can actually start a huge conflagration. I love that word, conflagration, a great word. And considering you just had the fireworks lately, yeah, it was a lot of conflagrations all over the place, but I digress. But seriously, you start a small spark that can just grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And the awesome thing about that is what you're focusing on, you're going to bring more of to you. What you're dwelling on, you're going to create more of, the spark into the conflagration analogy right there. Where your mind is at, your body will follow. Therefore, the freedom of an attitude of gratitude is so much more than just feeling that you are able to make a choice. It is literally that which fuels your entire life, your entire being, and gives you such a tremendous amount of peace, joy, happiness, love, because you're appreciating what you've got. Even if all you can appreciate is that you have the ability to make that choice. And you do. That's the freedom of an attitude of gratitude. And the freedom that we celebrate all the time, especially every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Whether you can hear my voice for the first minute of the show or not, I just think that's too funny. We also celebrate the music of award-winning artist David Martinka. You can find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We hope you do. Thank you, David, for your music. We appreciate it. Thank you also, too, for following us here at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/perspectivepower. I'm so grateful for you. I really am. And let's go celebrate our freedom of an attitude of gratitude.